From 90.7 WMFE News, I'm Tom Parkinson. If you've been in a mall lately, you've probably noticed that even before the pumpkins and candy corn were put away, the tinsel and sleigh bells started to appear. The holiday shopping season seems to be starting earlier than ever. Now, a new report from the National Retail Federation confirms that stores are not only starting holiday sales earlier, shoppers are responding and spending money. I ask economist Hank Fishkind what's behind the move to start the holiday shopping season so early and how it's affecting our economy here in Central Florida.
Well, Tom, the retailers are anxious to promote sales, obviously, and to promote sales and to lock in customers at their stores. So by starting early, they attempt to get a competitive advantage. Here, it's an attempt to not only capitalize on the trends nationwide, but to also take advantage of our tourist season. Now, this is a low point for the tourist season, but the stores want to compete for whatever business there is.
We often talk about Orlando being a big tourist draw, and usually we're talking about the theme parks, but those visitors also spend plenty of money at the malls, especially the popular outlet malls near the attractions.
They certainly do, Tom, and it's an important component of Orlando's retail trade.
Now, Hank, we've spoken a bit recently about how online sales have hurt traditional retailers, but there's some new research from the National Retail Federation showing that a growing number of these so-called multi-platform shoppers may look around online, but they also buy locally. Now, having these sales starting so early is obviously one attempt to try to keep those dollars in the community. What else are local retailers doing to try to compete with internet sales?
Well, they're multi-channeling their advertisements and their promotions. Groupon with the coupons is an example, but all kinds of stores are trying to combine both their e-commerce and their bricks and sticks stores to provide a more compelling service to their customers.
Another tactic that I've noticed in the past few years is the return of the old layaway system. And now, for some consumers, that's the only way that they can afford to purchase items for holiday. But how does that help the local retailers?
Well, it's a great strategy for stores to lock in customers early. If a customer starts on layaway, they probably stick with that sale at that store, and therefore they won't comparison shop later on in the season.
Of course, holiday shopping season, for many people, especially here in Central Florida, where unemployment is so high, it means the opportunity to get a job. That used to be something that people would use to supplement their day job, so to speak. Now it may be the only work that people have gotten all year. But, you know, so many of those jobs are temporary, and, you know, until the end of the post-Christmas sales. Does that kind of employment really provide an economic boost for the area?
Well, it's a big bonus, and it reflects not only the retail season but also the tourism season. So we tend to have more of this seasonal hiring than most places, and it's very beneficial for the local economy. And sometimes those temporary jobs also transition into permanent jobs if the level of business is very strong. So with the recovery and with a strong tourism season on tap, we'll see a little more of that going forward into 2012, Tom.
You know, we've just heard so much bad news in the past few years about sagging consumer confidence, but retailers this year say they're already seeing a bump in holiday sales, so that would indicate that folks are perhaps feeling a little more optimistic about their economic future. Will that perhaps translate after the holidays to more spending on major items, appliances, maybe even a new car, maybe even a house?
Well, that's what the data seem to be suggesting. The employment growth, while not as much as anybody would like, has been steady at over 100,000 a month for a number of months. The unemployment rate is slowly coming down. Consumers now have the feeling that this is sustainable, although we're disappointed that the growth isn't stronger. It does appear to be sustainable. It gives people, therefore, more confidence. And I think you're right. Going into 2012, we'll have a little bit better tenor to sales.
So, Hank, it sounds as if you agree with the retail groups that the way things are going, we may see a better holiday shopping season than in the past few years.
Yeah, I'm guardedly optimistic. I think we'll have enough employment growth, assuming that Greece doesn't completely undo the entire European Union and nothing else happens. Yeah, we should have about a 6% gain in retail sales, which would be a pretty good season for us.